If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
And of course, in the weeks to come, we'll be hearing from many other property companies who'll be giving us a clearer picture into the performance that they had specifically during the festive season and in their full or half year results. One particular person who can give us some clarity around the 2024 performance of listed property stocks in South Africa is Keelan Ndlovu, independent property analyst and a good friend of the show, joining us tonight for some perspective. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Keelan, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gugu. Good evening.
I'm excited for this one because, boy oh boy, it's not too long ago that we went through 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic hit us. Everything was on a halt in terms of lockdown, and the property space was in turmoil, really, given the fact that people were working from home. People weren't shopping and going to malls. Is it safe to say that we've seen a turnaround since then, Keelan?
Yes, we've seen the sector turn around. It started 2 years ago. It delivered 10% returns, income and capital. And then last year was a very good year for the sector with returns of 29 to 30%. Mm. So both years, property has outperformed equities, cash and bonds. So it paid to be patient to see that turnaround come through.
What? Outperformed equities, cash and bonds? That says a lot. And maybe we should just start with an overview as to what worked within the property space's favor.
Well, it's a couple of things. The big one, would say, it's interest rates cuts and expectations last year, as well as no load shedding. Now it's 309 days of no load shedding, so that's quite positive, saving money on diesel. And then we also had institutional buying as well. So big institutions, even including the PIC, buying a lot of listed property last year. And as we got to the end of the year, good results coming through, pre-close updates and trading updates as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot more improvement versus 2023. Then 2024 is much a stronger year. And that feeds into 2025.
Got you. A lot of optimism. And I'm keen for us perhaps to take a look at it from different sectors and maybe starting off with retail. Why? Because it's tangible to many of us when we take a look at shopping centres, shopping malls. And just this past festive season, we were also able to witness and sometimes even be a part of the activity within these centres. Seems as though there's a few that shoot the lights out here domestically.
Yes, the retail sector has done quite well, in fact, across the board. And we've seen some trading updates for November, December last year as well, looking quite strong. So it's a couple of things. Lower interest rates, it helps to boost consumer spending. And the two-pot system as well, some of the money filters through into the economy and some into the shopping centers. And township and rural retail continues to do well. It's a couple of things there, strong informal economy, as well as social grants. And the retail sector is quite big in the listed space. Makes up about 55% or so of the investment.
Very true, and we do see that with the various updates we've had, the likes of Vukile Properties and High Prop recently, who also gave us an update just today. On that note, though, I'm also keen, I guess, to look at the office space. And maybe this is one that we only start to pay close attention to when it comes to our own involvement within the office space. But has that seen an improvement, specifically in popular nodes that typically have P-grade properties, Sandton, Rosebank, Hyde Park, that activity?
Yes, we're seeing an improvement. Vacancies, they've come down from about 17-18% during COVID nationally to about 13% thereabout. And you have to look at it and split it into different types of properties. Your P-grade, that's your new buildings, well-located. Those have got single-digit vacancies, and they're seeing much better demand. So P-grade, A-grade doing well. Then your B to C-grade, those are the ones that are struggling because they are older and less energy efficient and less greener as well. So if in P and A-grade space, it's a much better market right now.
I see Cape Town is also a factor to consider there in terms of heightened demand.
Cape Town is in a different league. If you look at the vacancies during COVID, they were about 14%, and they've come down to about 6% thereabout. It's a couple of things. Semigration, people moving to Cape Town, tourism helping as well. And what we've seen over the last year to 2 years, a number of call centers, international call centers moving into Cape Town, looking for more space. So that's been the strong driver for Cape Town.
Interesting. And I think Cape Town is not just a new market that's gotten a lot of attention, but we also find a number of REITs and listed property companies looking abroad for growth and exposure, specifically when it comes to markets around Europe as well. Vukile Property Fund, Redefined Properties, typically come to mind when it comes to some opportunities that they've sought outside of South Africa's borders. And I'm keen just to get your perspective on the overview of key markets that have seen a significant growth and investment from our local property stocks.
Yeah, so it's been lots of offshore expansion despite positive sentiment locally. And what we've seen lately initially used to be the UK, Australia, and then Eastern Europe, still big in the listed space. And lately we've seen companies expand into Portugal and Spain. So that's been the growth market over the last year. Mm. Vogila is there as well, and then Lighthouse.
Definitely.
And mostly in the retail space in Spain and Portugal. And the yields are between 7 and 9%, so comparable to South Africa, but they are getting euro income and in growing markets.
100%. In a world where we hear of so many geopolitical turmoil, concerns about what happens out externally in other economies, and we also have our own issues here in South Africa, I'm hoping we can simplify this for the retail investor. You and I who, you know, walk into shops and perhaps might be retail investors who are looking to actually purchase and increase our exposure to REITs and listed property in South Africa. What key considerations should we bear in mind, especially when it comes to understanding the performance, not only in terms of distributions, otherwise known as dividends, but also just in terms of the growth and expansion opportunities that some of these property funds are looking for? In other words, what makes a good property stock a great one to invest in?
So a great one, I guess, it's one, it's yield. So the sector is giving yields between 8 to 9%. And you want a growing income. And some of the REITs are growing at like higher single digit, some double digit levels. But on average, you see looking at the sector growing at about 3 to 4%. And then that number is going to go above 5% maybe later this year or next year. So you want a growing income that's above inflation. And that's happening. And if you look at companies that continue to manage the assets well, re-tenant, reposition their centers as well, that's quite important. And now as well, given the challenges around infrastructure, service delivery, as a landlord, you have to be active and to look after your properties, be it security, potholes, lights as well, traffic lights as well. So everything around your property, you have to look at it to keep your tenants and to attract more tenants.
Yeah, very true. We've been hearing a lot of that investment from some of the property owners. I realize we touched on office and retail. What about industrial? We tend to forget that we as South Africans like to store goods. We have industrial sectors and properties that have also seen a great level of demand. Is that also one for us to consider?
So the industrial sector has been the strongest sector in South Africa for a couple of years. So it's mainly warehousing and distribution, logistics. It's not manufacturing anymore. So we basically distribute goods that are linked to the retail sector. So it's got the lowest vacancies and rental growth has been quite positive. And there's limited land available because location specific. You have to be close to your highway. You have to be close to your airport. You have to be close to your harbour as well. Those are critical elements for the industrial property. So it remains the favourite sector in South Africa.
Would it be fair to say that that's likely to continue? And I ask this, Keelan, only because when we look at the scourge of, I guess, the uptick in performance when it comes to online and digital sales, whether it's a Checker 6060 or Takealot, Amazon, even others coming into the market, there's been a heightened level of growth there.
Yes, that's 100%. So seeing like increased growth in online shopping and the names that you've mentioned as well, they continue to grow and expand. And Amazon as well coming into the country has created more demand for space in the industrial market.
Got you. Keelan, as an analyst, of course, we never know who's listening and who might want to rejig their stock. But do you have any stock picks that we should consider for 2025 in the listed property space?
So I'll say, without probably giving some names as well, we like stocks that are focused in retail, mainly township and rural retail.
Okay.
And then in the offshore space, we mentioned Spain and Portugal, as well as Eastern Europe that continues to grow. And the office market, you have to be careful. So we'll prefer stocks that are focused more in the PA grade market, as well as Western Cape. Western Cape is a very strong region across all sectors. So township retail, strong industrial, Eastern Europe, Spain, and Portugal.
Got you. I think I know which ones we're looking at now.
Sure. Okay, good.
Thank you so much, Keelan. Really appreciate your time this evening.
Thanks, Gugu. Cheers.
Take care. That's independent property investment analyst there, Keelan Ndlovu, helping us unpack what activity we see within the property space. And I think this makes it so practical, right? Typically, when we think of a REIT, a real estate investment trust, it's the listed property stocks on the JSE. It sounds heavy. It sounds technical. But consider this. We are broadcasting from our studios here in Rosebank. We have a landlord, which is one of the listed REITs, Growthpoint. If I go up to the mall, Rosebank Mall, or even down the road to Hyde Park Corner, it's a shopping mall that's actually owned by the likes of High Prop. I can go on and on and on. Even when we visit each other's different office spaces, look at where it is that you work, look at the retail spaces that you might frequent, all of them fundamentally have a property owner. And next time you drive by the very busy highways and you see a logistics space used for buy industrial property investments, that also gives you an indication as to what it is we're doing. If you see a lot of movement and development in those spaces, that in itself also is very telling around the activity that we're witnessing. So I'm hoping that this just gives you a broader understanding of the vast ways within which business really influences our lives, but we can also be a part of it by investing in these sectors that we're able to experience, even if it might not be something that stares you blankly in the face every day.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.